Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us. How about that? He's one of the top experts on the planet on demographics. He is our demographer. He's the president of KGC Direct, the author of The Age Curve, which is still an absolutely outstanding book, and you'll learn so much about the implications and the impact of the demographic waves that have been going on for since time immemorial. And he's our good friend, Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, a new book coming out in April called Upside.
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 Well, we expect to launch you on the show. Okay.
Cool,
I mean,
yeah.
We've launched all your other two. Why not that one, huh?
Yeah.
Don't hurt my feelings now, Grombach. All right, so demographics is an interesting thing because it's a generational wave effect where as we move through time, as people are born and age and adapt their lives to environment and humanity and all that sort of thing, the circumstances, global circumstances, there's another thing that impacts those, maybe one of the few things that actually impacts the demographic waves, and that's people moving around the planet, isn't it?
Yeah. People are moving around the planet. In fact, a new book covers that in depth for the United States. In fact, I take it almost state by state, certainly region by region. People are moving out of the North. People are moving out of the Midwest. People are moving south. You're going to see all the wealth of the country is going to settle from the bottom of California all the way across the country to Florida and then up to North Carolina.
Jobs and weather?
Jobs and weather?
Is that what's causing them to move?
No, it's retirement. Boomers.
Okay. But it's weather then, right? They want to be warm.
Yeah, but, you know, I live in Connecticut. You get up in the morning and it's 10 below. You kind of wish you were in your Florida home.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't want to go. They don't mind the seasons. They just don't want to be. They don't want to be 10 below every morning, right? They like four seasons, but there's a lot of places in the middle of them they move to. I found so. But anyway, that's a movement situation. But is that different? How different is that from, say, 20 years ago?
It's huge. The big difference, Jim, what demographics is all about is the comparison of populations. Right now, in the United States, indigenous births, we have a hole in our population, 33 to 52 years old. It's causing all kinds of problems now. One of the problems it's causing...
33 to what?
52.
But... 33 is still 33 is right in the middle of the millennials.
No, the millennials were born 85-2004. They're 13 to 32.
Okay.
So and there's lots of people that will tell you that millennials are 9 years. They have a 9 year generation, but most of
I know I've been marketed at 20, but I've been saying they were like 18 to 38.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. That part doesn't matter. Go ahead.
No, it does. We have a hole in our population, and the hole in our population is going to cause us all kinds of problems. The taxes in our country are paid by people 40 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had plenty of tax money because we've had plenty of baby boomers. We've had a huge
high-earning baby boomers.
Yeah, biggest house, biggest earnings, biggest consumption of stuff.
Yep.
So state, federal, local tax. So what happened? Where'd the Mexicans go? When the Mexicans poured into our country, and they did pour into our country by the millions, they poured in to take jobs that were not being satisfied by a diminutive population.
Right.
So they filled in exactly where we needed them in the roughly
30 to 50 saying years. They took the jobs not just because we didn't want to do the jobs, but because there weren't people there to do it.
There simply weren't enough people.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. That's the reason that most manufacturing went offshore is because they couldn't get labor.
Right.
And they couldn't get labor because they weren't born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people don't think about that, and that's mysterious to me. But here's the situation. I mean, I'm reading the news this morning, and so what is Trump doing? What's his administration doing? He's alienating the millions of people here that literally saved our country. We would have a country.
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm a defender of President Trump necessarily, but I don't think that's accurate, Ken, because I think what he's doing is he's not backing immigration off forever. He's just putting a 90-day hold on things.
Yeah, what's called perception is reality.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, but I think there's some misperception.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about this with Ken Grumba. Ken, I need your website quickly. KGCDirect.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.